Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I had a fella challenge me one time years ago. I was teaching in healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry. And he said, now, y'all emphasize all that healing stuff. He said, we don't preach all that. We just preach the gospel. And a lot of folk believe that. Oh, we don't get off on all those tangents. You know, all that prosperity stuff and all that healing stuff. Now, we just preach the gospel. If you preach the same gospel Paul preached, you're going to see the same results. Right? Now, what if he had preached, God's a good God, he's a big God, and he can heal if it's his will. But you just never know. Could this man have gotten faith to be healed from hearing that? He could not. There's no way he could. Because how would he know whether he was one of the lucky ones or not? No. You can't get faith from hearing, maybe it is, maybe it's not, maybe he will, maybe he won't. That's been passed away. That died with the last apostle. That's all ceased. You can't get faith from hearing that. He must have heard more than you're going to hell if you don't change. Because he got faith for what? He got faith to be healed. How could you get faith to be healed? You must have heard something. Oh, come on now. You must have heard something that caused you to believe that God is ready for you to be healed right now. You must have heard something like what Paul's preaching in Galatians, that you've been redeemed from the curse of sickness and don't have to stay that way. Something he heard caused him to quit wondering and wavering and believe he could be healed right now, here today. And while he's hearing that, this is coming up in his heart, and he's still sitting there crippled, but Paul saw it on his face. Paul perceived it in the crowd. He said, that man's got faith. That man's got faith. Right. And then he looked at him, he said, hey, you. The guy said, me? He said, yeah, you. You believe this, don't you? You believe you've been redeemed from sickness and deformity. You believe you can be healed right now, don't you? He said, yeah. He said, well, get up, jump up right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. And? You know, some Bibles, up at the top, they'll have little italics, captions. Some of them say, Paul healeth the cripple. That is not true. What caused that man to be healed? This man had faith to be healed. He acted on that faith, and the power of God made his body whole. How did he get it? By hearing what? The gospel. Can you see again the gospel that Paul preached has not been preached around the world? What's the good news? The good news is, if you're broke, Jesus can fix it. He can make you rich. If you're sick, you can be healed. If you're bound up in sin, you can be cleaned up and delivered and made whole and righteous. Broken, you can be made whole. Remember what Jesus said? One of his favorite texts that he would take from Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord's on me. Because he's anointed me to what? He sent me, what? Huh? Woo, he sent me to preach the good news. Right? To the poor. What's good news to the poor? ain't gotta be po no more. Right? What else would be good news to a poor man? Why say poor? Unless it's gonna be something relative to poor. And the only good news about poor is getting out of poor, right? We're getting out of it. Recovery of sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that are bruised. Right? He's opened the door of the captives. Preach the acceptable day and year of the Lord. That's good news. I said, that's good news. The good news hasn't changed. People have changed it. They've written their versions of it, but I like this one. I like this version right here. This is the one. See, it had already started in Paul's day. Remember him talking to the saints at Galatia. He said, if anybody comes and preaches any other gospel to you, right? It had already started then. He said, if anybody comes and preaches any other gospel to you than what I gave you, let them be accursed. Whew. That's strong. But nobody has a right to water down and twist and change what Jesus preached and what Paul preached, right? What's in the Bible called the gospel. Used to, you could hear the gospel and get faith to be healed. If you preach the same gospel, you will still get faith to be healed. Glory to God. Well, go to Galatians. Just thought we should settle that before we went on. Glory to God. Let me back up in Galatians 1. Galatians 1. See, all this wasn't written in chapter and verse. This is a letter from God through Paul to us. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, is that good news? Yes. It's just all good news. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto a what? Another gospel, which is not another. How many know there is only one? There is only one gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one. And there's not 50 different versions. There's just the one true gospel and everything else. He said, it's not another, but there be some that trouble you and would what? Pervert the gospel of Christ. Well, of course the enemy wants to pervert the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. When the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines into the heart and life and mind of somebody, all the demons in hell can't hold them down. Keep them from getting saved. Or keep them from getting healed. So the only thing the enemy can do is to keep people in the dark. And if the gospel is being preached and he can't just stop it from being preached at all, then what's he going to try to do? Pervert it. Pervert it means twist it. Distort it. Change it. Alter it. Right? And of course that's not God doing any of that. And boy, I mean the Spirit of God speaks strong through him about this. He said, there's not another gospel. There's some that would trouble you. They're perverting the gospel of Christ. Verse 8. But though we, now get this. Who is we? He said, me. And those that were with me. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel to you than what you've received, let him be accursed. Now, he's saying that he can't come back himself. Right? Oh, do you see this? I don't know if you know how significant this is. There are denominations in this country and in the world, very, very well known. They change their doctrine every couple of years. They have their councils, right? And they decide this or that, and they change the rules. Can't be God. Right? Paul said, I don't care if I myself show up next week or next month or next year and say, I got some revelation that changes that first gospel. He said, don't you hear it? He said, I don't care if you see an angel come down out of heaven, 20 foot tall and wings from wall to wall, white and glistening. If he tells you a different gospel than what I preach to you, don't you hear it? Don't you receive it? Let him be accursed. Now this is strong. Right? Why? Because if the gospel that came, you know, of course, through Jesus and through Paul, if it really came from God, he does not need to change it or update it. He's perfect when he gave it. Right? If it's from God, it's not going to need updates. Well, yeah, but you know, it's been so many years, Brother Keith, we have to change it for this modern generation. Watch out. What you gonna change? Well, you know, the blood is just kind of, that's offensive to some people. All this talk about blood, it's gory, Brother Keith. And you know, some people don't believe in literal physical healing. Well, we can't change this. Right? You either believe it or you don't. People would be better off just saying, I don't believe it, because what did Revelation talk about people adding to and taking from? Said plagues would be added to you, right? And teaching men so. No, Lord, help us to preach it just exactly. Just exactly. Say it out loud, Lord, help us. To teach it. To preach it. To tell it. To believe it. Exactly. Like it was delivered to us long ago. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Worthy to be Blessed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1004H. That's R1004H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.